Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
As you guys can see by the title of this video, Yarita and Suasintia are going to perform in Mexico.
What?
So let's just say, you know, shit goes down in Arre Festival. They start throwing stuff at Yarita or yelling stuff. There's going to be a bunch of TikToks, obviously. Do you guys think after those TikToks, like, they're going to forgive her? People are going to start feeling bad?
And in Zócalo, 15 de septiembre, it's probably the biggest event that, like, the government does. Last year, fueron los Tucanes, 140,000 personas. That is a lot.
That's a lot of people.
So this year, invitaron a Grupo Frontera.
El presidente de México ha anunciado que Grupo Frontera se va a presentar este 15 de septiembre en el Zócalo. Y mencionó que tienen una canción con Yaritza que se llama Frágil y procedió a dar su opinión sobre esta situación que está pasando con ellos.
Y dicen que les cae mal la comida mexicana.
What's up, guys? Welcome back to another Agusto Papá podcast. If you guys are new to the channel, make sure you guys like, comment, and subscribe. Rate us a 5-star on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. You know, if you're going to work, go to the gym, or you're just driving wherever.
Or if you're driving to a sneaky link.
Driving to see a sneaky link or happy just as fuck. See your boy, you know. Or maybe your boy is your sneaky link. I don't know about YouTube, but you should rate us 5 stars.
Guys, thank you.
Well, Brian is his boy.
Thank you guys for tuning into another episode. If it wasn't for you guys, we would not be here in this new house. All these beautiful experiences because of you guys, like my boy like to say.
Mira, what do we got today, guys?
And we're going to try our best to not talk over each other.
Yeah, because...
And check out the merch, make GOP
impressive. Yeah, we did it quick. Look, we have extra time. Look,
I'm chilling.
How many extra seconds do we have? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
And the first death.
Boom.
5, 4, 3, 2,
oh! Hey, Martinez, my lava, just dropped the song. First of all, I've met the guy. He's a really cool guy, really cool dude. I met him at a concert. It has nothing to do with the story. I listened to the song. I really like it. It starts off like with one beat, and then it switches up to another one. I had not heard. You hear that like in reggaeton and stuff, but I think it fits really well with this. I like it. It's on my playlist. It's on Augusto's playlist because he got an ad. So you should listen to it. I think that we need to support more up-and-coming artists so that we have a more diverse playlist. You know, siempre sean los mismos. All
and it's already at 100K streams.
And organically, and he is 100% independent.
Alexis Rodriguez, check out his new song, El Alex. Alexis is from Los Angeles. He has 2 official songs out on all digital platforms. He's dropping some heat. Like I said, support the new wave of artists. You never know. They could be the next Peso Pluma, the next J.O.P., the next Chinito Pacas, like I said.
And then you're going to be telling parties, be like, I knew him when he had 300 followers. I tell every single person I can that I knew Chinito Pacas like that.
The one you played, right?
Yeah.
I like it.
Fires. You said the instrumental's really good, no?
Yeah. The instrumentals, the vocals, all clean stuff, guys. Mix make sure to check out his song, El Alex.
And also, if you need any of your songs to sound professionally mixed and mastered, just like Danny Lux's, Gavito's, Slavon Armado's, why don't you hit up the guy who actually has mixed and mastered their music? Check out David M. Segura on Instagram. Hit him up. He's currently on tour with Danny Lux. Or Danny Lux on tour? You know, he's currently on tour. You know, he works on the road, takes his computer. And also, I hit him up to mix and master Yarita's episode, and he didn't reply to me, but it's all good, you know?
Crazy.
Because he's a very busy guy, so if you do want to get your stuff mixed and mastered, act accordingly, text them way before because, you know, the people that do good work are always busy. So that's why we're always free.
And also check out Augusto Papá merch, shopagustopapa.com. Make JOP and Peso friends again. You guys see the hats, the shirts. You know, they need to get together. Go global together. You know, they already beat Bad Bunny. You know, Peso already
beat Drake. Ya se pasaron al Bad Bunny. Ya se pasaron al Drake. Ya se pasaron a Beyonce.
The Weeknd.
The Weeknd. Nomás falta Taylor Swift.
And if they get together, they could beat Taylor Swift.
And if we sell like 5 more t-shirts, I'm pretty sure they can get another 20 million monthly listeners. And
guys, go cop a shirt. All sizes available. Red and
bro,
black.
Bro, if they make a collab album right...
Damn, that's so... But guys, if you guys are from Los Angeles, California, and in need of a cut because you're fucking ugly. Just kidding. If you're in need of a cut...
Oh my God.
If you're in need of a cut, if you're a walking five, hit up my boy... LA fades. He can fade you up, catch a fade, anything. Because neta, I do need a cut. I haven't got a haircut in like
yeah,
more
you're,
than
you're
two
sitting
months.
Five.
I am.
5 feet. Yeah, guys, honestly, get a haircut. Hit on my boy right here. Fades are super important. Right now, I'm letting my hair grow, so I can't really talk much.
Same.
But haircuts like are so important for like guys. It's like makeup. It really builds up your confidence.
You feel like you can take over the world when and you have
does,
a fresh fade.
It
you have
does give
12
you like
hours.
I already one. Know my boy Keiko goes to Target, Costco after no, getting that
home
fade.
Goods Saturday morning yeah. at 11:30 after you get a Starbucks. Prime time. Because
if you don't get a haircut like me, you don't want to go
Starbucks
out.
Starbucks zesty as fool.
Nah, I still go. Now I used to get weekly haircuts at yeah. 8 a.m. every Saturday.
At one point, I was getting them like every 5 days. And yeah. I was like, bro, I got to chill. Like, for what?
Me
for
what? Weekly haircuts.
Still nothing. He's like, for what? Ya estoy feo de la madre.
No, no hay como.
Yeah, they're going to get veneers, guys. So wait on their teeth.
I mean,
yeah,
we're going to get veneers. Here, like, before we get to
that's
it.
That's cool. That's
y'all
cool.
Think
nah,
it's going to look good or no?
We wanted to like leave a surprise and like.
Nah, there's no surprise. I already know y'all gonna be a teacher.
Just remember,
like,
hi gosh.
I mean, there's like other stuff y'all can do, you know, before getting veneers.
But. What's the best thing that you could get done in
get a
TJ.
Trainer? Oh,
you know, get yeah. your mental health right. You know,
yeah, I'm making amends with all the people Chips. I've messed done wrong in my life.
Guys, just to remind you, as we go on to the podcast episode, make sure we do not interrupt each other. Guys, we read the comments. Sorry that we interrupt each other. We're just super excited to talk about these topics.
We do.
And let's get it.
Wait, who interrupts the most?
Jason.
You really?
I think it's me. I feel like
I think it, yeah, it is you. Dude, I remember one time you interrupted me like 3 times and I was actually pissed, but I didn't
really?
Say anything. Yeah.
You know, you interrupted Larry a lot too and he was actually pissed.
Yeah.
Yeah, bro. You
I feel like I get really Larry. Into it.
I mean, yeah.
Yeah, really?
No, I'm playing.
But when you have
bro, no, no, no.
When you have headphones, you notice it more. When we didn't have headphones, yeah. It was like not noticeable.
I just, I don't know. Up, I catch myself. I catch
guys,
myself.
We're making improvements on this
okay,
podcast. We're analyzing everything that we need to do to be successful because we're here.
As you guys can see by the title of this video, Yaritza and Sosencia are going to perform in Mexico.
What?
El Zócalo de Ciudad
sí, no
de México.
Les dio miedo todos los comentarios que dijeron que, oh, a ver que venga. Van a ir y van a ir a tu ciudad a ver si de veras.
Crazy, because first they added more dates to the tour. Now they're going to play, potentially play September 15 with Grupo Frontera at El Zócalo in Ciudad de México.
This tour is un éxito rotundo. All the dates so far say on the flyer that is sold out. And they just added 5 new dates. And I'm going to read them out to you guys so you guys can catch them in your city. Si es que lo están viendo en México. Van a estar September 6 en Monterrey, México. September 8 en Guadalajara. Of course, Mexico. My bad. En Guadalajara van a estar el 8, el 10 en Ciudad de México. And just a random date, September 6 in Fresno. And then they're going back to TJ.
That's crazy. Okay. First, I want to give a round of applause for Yaritza Sosencia on their first tour. You know, they're selling out majority of their dates, which is, you know, something badass, right?
Yeah, well, supposedly every single date since they started in Seattle, Washington on August 15th has been sold out. And up to now, of course, they finished August 27 in Phoenix. Every single date per the flyer sold out.
Bro, it's crazy with all the stuff going on when like, dude, are you going to interrupt me?
No, I stopped.
Damn, bro. Don't interrupt him. Like, hey, like,
hey, wait your turn, sir.
Raise your hand. You know, yeah. But yeah, guys, with all the stuff going on in Mexico, you know, their comments, you know, they started their tour. They made the comments and they started their tour. Now, honestly, I thought like some people weren't going to show up, but it's their tour is crazy. It's been sold out. We went to their date in the observatory in Santa Ana and it was crazy, dude. Like, it honestly reminded me of the Iván Cornejo one.
How like every fan sang it one by one, like every single word, like they were screaming that shit.
Yep.
Because he lags in person. Every person.
How you?
Oh my God.
Guys, we need to get on this. We need to get on the topic.
Okay.
Execute.
So they had one date in Mexico. It's going to be at the Arre Festival, HSBC, the first regional festival, you could call it. It's going to be happening in Mexico, Monterrey, if I'm not mistaken. And Yaritza has been on the flyer even before the controversy, all that. But now the controversy happened. Ya saben cómo comentaron. We've gone over this in a previous podcast. And I think, okay, so they were taken off the flyer for maybe a few hours. And people caught on that, oh, yeah, now put Junior Age, this and that. But then they were like back on and they said that it was just a glitch on the website. And I think like allegedly. What kind of glitch is that? Like somebody glitched and went and erased the name and then put it on the website and then deleted it and put it back.
You think that company?
I think it was Cap.
Yeah, it's cap.
You think fuck. The event organizer was even mad at Yaritza and like removed her?
I think that since it's such a big deal, I think all the top dogs of the event got together and said, are we going to have Yaritza on? Yes or no? They probably took a little bowl and, you know, they decided to take her off. And then right away they retracted on that. And they just said it's a little glitch, but I think glitches like that don't happen.
I feel like that's already a bad sign. I feel like, what if she goes there and if all these people agreed to, you know, something like that, like they're probably going to give her like a hard time there.
Yeah. And then, you know, and before we get on to adding the dates to her own show, when it comes to a festival, maybe something that, you know, you guys haven't caught on or thought about is that you usually go for one or two artists, you know,
mm-hmm.
like it's hardly ever do you go to a festival where you're a diehard fan of every single one. So, you know, let's say it was this person and then you're going to have the next act comes on and you're like, you know what? Restroom break. Because mm-hmm. the one after that, like, I'm going to like it.
Yeah.
So there's going to be fans. Or I mean, there's going to be people at this event that are not fans of her at all.
Yeah, that's going to be a crazy thing. Because if you're going to her tour in Mexico, like, you're obviously a fan of her. You support her, which they're probably going to be no problem. But the Arre Festival, there's, like, fans of, like, everyone. Nata, Peso Pluma, Fuerza Regida. Yeah, I'm sure, right?
Guys, correct me. Correct me.
Hey, shit. Where's that, bro? All
right, now I'm done.
No, that's what started. He hasn't said nothing. So you guys told him.
Hey, it's not that big of a deal. Like, we're trying our best, but like, tampoco, like, you know.
Damn.
What do you guys think about the lineup for
Arre?
Arre.
Who's your favorite one from the lineup? I think it's super badass.
Peso Pluma.
Peso.
Dude, that shit needs
to be. Imagine they put Fuerza Regida and Peso Pluma on the same day.
Who's the closing one?
Crazy.
For one day, the closing one is Fuerza, right?
Yeah. And the other one's Peso, I think.
Mm-hmm. Saturday.
I'm gonna confirm that for you.
All right, let's just say if it's on the same day, who do you guys think is closing?
Fuck.
Well, I think Peso.
Yeah, it's gonna have to be Peso.
Maybe, but it could be Fuerza. They have the top.
Maybe they could do something like last time in Fresno that Peso was there and then Marco and Peso closed.
But you guys said that like majority of people left when Peso finished.
Yeah, that was a mistake. Damn, yeah, we going nice still. Okay, so I'm gonna read you guys the lineup. Oh, this is interesting. So. Saturday and Sunday. For Saturday, the closing acts are Nata and Fuerza Regida. They're on the same line. So they're going to do it together. And after that, La Arrolladora Banda Limón, yeah. Después Gabito, Marca, and Marca Registrada. That's sort of the top three lines. And then on Sunday, va a ser Peso Pluma by himself. Who's that? Eden Muñoz and Luis R on the same one. And then Pesado and Ramón Ayala. And then after that, Yaritza y su esencia. So Yaritza is going to be on a Sunday. So I think that Peso Pluma has all, you know, the fans are every single age group, shit. All types of people. So the people that went to go see Peso Pluma are going to see Yaritza before.
That is crazy.
And I had not, you know, thinking about that, there's going to be people that are not happy with her.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's the people venue. That are different.
And another thing to note, you know, at least for the US one, at least for the one that we, the show that we went to, there was like, the audience was... Like young, you know, a lot of them weren't, they did sell drinks, but a lot of them, you know, couldn't buy, you know, it was 21 and over.
There was a lot of people and their moms too.
Yeah. So I think it was like a friendly, it reminded me a little bit of Danny Lux, right?
How there's
yeah, but now it's going to be like some like Coachella, like everybody's going to be drunk. Everybody's going to be not on their best behavior.
And right there, the drinking age is
18.
That's crazy. Well,
honestly,
drinking age in Mexico?
Yeah.
I was like 2 years old, bro.
Es cuando tengas dinero, es cuando empiezas.
That's crazy. So let's just say, you know, shit goes down in Arre Festival. They start throwing stuff at Yaritza or yelling stuff. There's going to be a bunch of TikToks, obviously. Do you guys think after those TikToks, like, they're going to forgive her? People are going to start feeling bad? Or they're just not going to give a fuck and still hate on her?
I don't know. I feel like...
Depende, bro.
Or do you think she has to do the Arre Festival? Like, what would you guys do if you guys were to Yaritza?
They're probably doing it to make it seem like a, not a cover up, but like to make it up, you know, like,
mm-hmm.
oh, she's still doing shows here. Like
to show her face. And like,
yeah, like she's still standing her ground and saying, oh, she does. She's scratched it off. She's going to.
Let me scratch it.
She's going, you know, she's standing her ground and still going to represent, you know, her team. Like, she's still gonna go. She's still gonna accomplish what she's doing.
Yeah, I think some people are gonna respect that and will forgive her.
And I think a lot of other people are gonna take the chance to throw beer.
At least for like.
But you think about it, how, let's just say, you know, they do end up throwing stuff at her. Like, they're throwing stuff at a 15, 16-year-old. Imagine how bad that looks. I think it goes to show, like, how, you know, prideful, you know, Mexican culture is, and you know, how
definitely.
Much.
I think that this is going to be the most difficult presentation that they've had so far. Because it's just the nature of the event. Mm-hmm. Usually at a concert, well, I mean, I'm assuming it's going to be like a Coachella thing, right? It's a festival.
Yeah.
So it's not going to be assigned seating or anything like that. Mm-mm. Mm-mm. So they used to do a lot of where they would be the guests, you know, the special guests. They've done it with Banda Mese. But that's more like chill, you know, like they're still drinking or whatever. But, you know, having your own seat, like not moving around and, you know, like it calms, I think calms people down a little bit.
Yeah.
But being like this, everybody being drunk, everybody just pushing and shoving.
And being Mexico, like not even in the U.S. Yeah. People in the U.S., they didn't really care because the day it happened, at the Grupo Frontera concert, remember they played the song?
Everybody went crazy.
Everyone went crazy. Like,
yeah, we were.
It was the loudest scream. So I was like, oh shit, I don't think people care. But it's, then I remember it's like the U.S. and
yeah, people, and Mexico are more a little more chill.
And it depends on what time she plays too, because you know, the later she plays, the more
yeah.
Hard,
yeah.
You know.
You think so, or you think people just show up at the very beginning?
No, I'm just saying like they're not gonna show up drunk. I'll say.
Robert, can you say that again?
Like it depends what time she plays, cause like okay. the later in the day, the more alcohol you buy, the more you drink, the more intoxicated you get.
Like they won't be as
drunk. I agree with that.
Yeah. You think so?
I do.
Damn, but then again, like the Mexican culture is kind of crazy.
No, right? your pin's okay.
Wait, ruthless no matter what. So
they're, yeah, I think there's gonna be some people that are actually gonna act up.
Yep.
But I hope that the festival has made los preparativos necesarios to handle that. And I hope that that there's repercussions.
Mm-hmm.
Not just like, hey, stop, don't throw that. Like, take them ass to jail. Why not? They did something tough, bad.
Because it's a festival. Like, imagine you're gonna stop like a shitload of people. It's going to be
crazy. And you're not even going to know who's going to throw it. Because what about si la
vienta? They just have facial recognition cameras. A ver quien aventó las esas. And then they go pick them up at their job and let them know what they did. And then fire them and take them to jail.
Damn, you think like people will be waiting for her outside and shit?
Like catch me outside type of thing?
I don't
like cash me aside. How about that type thing?
Yeah.
So, you know, we all have a bunch of different opinions. The only way we're going to know what's going to happen is at the event. We're not going. We'll see the TikToks. We'll see what happens.
When is it?
It's going to be the 10th.
Wait, I have
it's a Saturday and Sunday, and she's going to be on the Sunday.
September?
Yeah.
Oh, so that's her first presentation in Mexico.
Sunday.
Holy shit.
Yeah, it's going to be tough.
What city is the festival?
Mexico City, no?
No, it's going to be in
Jalisco,
Monterrey.
No? Monterrey, oh shit.
She likes Monterrey.
Wait, I have a...
Igual Mexicano.
She did say she likes Monterrey.
Yeah, but...
No dicen donde, pero donde sea que esté. Somos as igual en todo el país.
Wait, I have a question for you guys. Because I find it very interesting that this festival is all música mexicana, artists. And how come a festival like that, with that many big artists, has never happened in the United States?
Oh, remember they told us?
Well, yeah, that's why I ask.
So I think that they don't do those types of festivals here, like Arre Festival in the US, because maybe like for the artist, it's not worth it. Because let's just say if GOP can fill up the crypto arena himself, he's going to be like, why do I need to share stage with like 20 other people when I could just make more money and sell it myself?
But for example, if
take us for talking about Yarita.
For example, you, it's not worth having like all these... We get abducted. We're talking. For example,
they take us and they're like, "Ah, oh, you can keep Jason."
they try to take Kiko. We can't.
Oh, like.
Have you seen this at the end?
This facial falls down. Oh my god.
Yeah.
True. Oh, yeah, I might tell you guys I was gonna start making amends.
Lo voy a dejar allá en México para que se le quite.
Crazy.
What were you saying? Oh yeah. Yeah.
No, I was gonna say, which I don't know, it's kind of random, but for example, these American artists, like, they could fill up arenas, and how come they still decide to do festivals like Rolling Loud, Coachella?
I think
it's what the next
what are you gonna say?
I was gonna say it's just like the Mexican labels, like it's just a hard to work with. Like you, it's so hard to even like back then, you know, it was so hard for Del Records artists to work with the Rancho Humilde artists.
Like, we're not there yet.
We're still making some progress. You know, now they get together.
I think that Rolling Loud is successful. And in the market that they are in, which is rap, you know, with Americans. Of course, Mexicans go as well. But let's just say rap. Because I think rap is more, it's like not so, like, you don't get so attached to it, you know? There might be a few songs. But maybe like, let's say you're not going to drive an hour and pay $100 to see Lil Yachty, you know? So I think that once for rap, it works really well to have all these, a collective of the whole genre. And, you know, you have Crazy Acts at the end, you know, like Playboi Carti, Travis Scott. But at rap, as of now, is having a hard time selling out places and selling tickets in general. You know, you look at a person like DaBaby. I watched a video that they he had an arena, right? I think it was 15,000 seats. He sold 600 before they canceled the event. So I think when it comes to rap, it's hard to sell tickets. Because, you know, like, let's say Lil Baby, like, he is huge. And he can't sell half of the tickets Iván Cornejo selling.
Or do you think because rap is even more saturated than Mexican music? Because in Mexican music, it's just like on top is Fuerza, Nata, Junior. Peso Pluma, Junior, Grupo Firme, maybe like Banda MS, I don't know. Like there's only a few, and in rap, there's like a shitload.
Maybe it's too much competition.
Like you got to decide, damn, so I want to go see Cardi B, Beyonce, or fucking Lil Yachty.
Or maybe there's also, I think that it's more distant. In like rap, you know, you have like a lot at the top and a lot at the bottom, maybe not so much in the middle. So like these smaller artists, this is like their only chance that they're gonna get to perform in front of a crowd. Yeah. And then maybe it's just like rap is like not super my thing, but I think like Iván Cornejo, like that music just like, you know, it just traps and people drive hours and hours and wait 10 hours outside. Like I don't ever see that happening for like somebody like Lil Baby, you know?
Do you think that Música Mexicana could ever have a festival like that in the United States?
Yeah, they almost did. Remember that one we were going to host?
Beso?
The one that was going to be at the Dodger Stadium.
Oh,
Sueños.
No. Sueños ya pasó. Era...
Fuck.
Le voy a put the flyer right here. ¿Cómo se llamaba?
I don't know, but that one's going to be crazy because that's when Nata and Junior were going to play together.
No? Junior's Slavón.
Yeah, and they said that it was because it conflicted with the schedule of the Dodgers.
Yeah.
But maybe it was like that, you know? Maybe everybody said, you know what? I'm going to have my own show and make more money.
True.
Porque nos dijeron, en español dijeron, no, porque Los Ángeles es una plaza muy importante donde se venden la mayor cantidad de tickets.
Yeah. And then sometimes they, you know, like right now, some Música Mexicana artists are going into, like, how you said, Coachella, Rolling Loud and all of that.
Lollapalooza.
And, you know, they might take advantage of that and be like, if I could go into an English language show, I could build more fans, you know? Like, what about some fans are like, oh, shit, I like this fool. Let me go listen to him.
Yeah, it's a lot of cross-contamination in genres.
Or maybe like...
Fuerza was a Lollapalooza, right? Yeah. No, or what's it called? Sueños.
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 In Chicago.
Yeah. Ivan was the one that was a Lollapalooza.
Or maybe they don't want to create a festival to compete with, like, Lollapalooza or Coachella or some shit.
I think that the boom happened... not too long ago, and making festivals is probably the hardest thing there is when it comes to shows.
It's be like booked 1 year in advance.
Yeah, so they're still working on it. I think by 2025, it's going to happen like super
crazy. There was going to be a lot of big acts in that one festival that we're talking about. You know, Tucanes, Karol G, Becky G, Junior, Iván Cornejo, even Lluvia, R...
It's killing me that I can't remember the name.
Like, I'm telling you, there was so many big groups, but then again, there was so many small groups as well. Like, Iván Cornejo was on there, and he wasn't that big at the time.
It's crazy.
Yeah. So, going back to that, we're going back to the whole
Yachty. Viva Music Fest?
Oh, yeah.
Viva. Así se llama, Viva.
Viva Fest.
Pues vivió y murió.
Crazy.
My bad, fam.
Oh, I just remember something, too. Keep going.
That's my joke. That's my bad joke, and I'm going to stop talking.
We are back from the break, and now what we're going to be talking about is the president of Mexico inviting Yaritza Su Esencia, and not only inviting her, but talking about the situation and what he thought about it. And you're going to play the clip.
Huge shout out to AMLO. If you saw the podcast, you know, much respect to you.
AMLO.
Yeah, I'm so sorry I was not ready. Can you like restart it?
Do you guys think the president saw our clip?
I think he saw everything, yeah. It's crazy. Yaritza thing got so big, even the president of Mexico saw it.
Man, like, y'all gotta chill a little bit. Like, if the president had to talk about it, like, se
pasa. Hey, shoot some papers,
okay,
no?
So, the homeboys. Oh my goodness, I took my phone off. So, this is a reel that we made that condenses all the information so that we don't have to listen to the president talk really slow. No diss to you, AMLO. I didn't vote for you, but still.
Help us.
I don't vote for any
papers.
Yeah, so And el Zócalo, 15 de septiembre, it's probably the biggest event that like the government does. Last year fueron los Tucanes, 140 mil personas. That is a lot.
That's a lot of people.
So this year, invitaron a Grupo Frontera y estaba hablando de que tiene una canción juntos y dijo, vamos a ver qué dijo.
El presidente de México ha anunciado que Grupo Frontera se va a presentar este 15 de septiembre en el Zócalo y mencionó que tienen una canción con Yaritza que se llama Frágil y procedió a dar su opinión sobre esta situación que está pasando con ellos.
Y dicen que les cae mal la comida mexicana, algo así. Híjole, pobres. Pero no lo hicieron de mala fe, no quisieron ofender. Fue un error. Pobres. Después de eso mostraron de que comían frijol en su casa y todo, pero... Ni así.
Yaritza y Esencia pasaron de querer ser cancelados a ser defendidos por el mismísimo presidente, diciendo que no se expresaron con malas intenciones y hasta les extendió la invitación a que se presentaran con Grupo Frontera en el Zócalo.
Van a estar los del Grupo Frontera y hay una canción que canta esta niña, que si, ¿qué opinaba yo? No, que vengan.
Pero ahora yo les pregunto, ¿cómo creen que va a ser ese recibimiento de la gente? Y cabe notar que el año pasado se presentaron los Tigres del Norte y tuvieron una asistencia de 140 mil personas. ¿Ustedes creen que este año Grupo Frontera y Yaritza y Esencia puedan pasar a los Tigres del Norte en asistencia? Déjenmelo saber en los comentarios y nos vemos pronto.
That was a very well put together.
So
video.
I'm going to tell you guys some of the comments said. One of the comments said, AMLO should allow Nata to release Cuerno Azulado instead of this.
Crazy.
That had to be the first comment you read.
Of course.
Pues, I mean, Diego, if you really think about it, it could be possible. And if they don't do it, it's because están discriminando. Because last year, los Tigres del Norte empezaron con la canción Jefe de Jefes. Y es un narcocorrido hecho y derecho. So, and that's the one they started with. And that's the one that they got paid a lot of money to play, so... I don't see why they can't pay Nata.
They can't pay Nata?
They should.
Pay or allow him release
yeah.
it?
Oh, yeah. Aunque lo cante gratis, but they should let him.
I know. President being real, they didn't mean it in a bad way. Someone said, ain't no way Grupo Frontera will have more support than Los Tigres del Norte. And I actually replied to this one. I just said, we'll have to wait and find out.
I think... No.
It's crazy.
I think they will easily surpass Los Tigres del Norte en asistencia.
Well, it's more difficult because now the new generation is more youngsters. Y Tigres del Norte was more of an older generation.
No, Grupo Frontera has everything, though.
I feel like I take that back.
We went to their concert. There was, honestly, I saw more older people than younger people.
I just was working.
I think it's because it's such a catchy style of music that they have going on right now. Like, it's very, you know, uplifting.
Nah, I think a lot of people underestimate, like, the artists now to then. Yeah, back then. Like, I feel like back people think that, like, Los Tigres del Norte are like... Okay, do you guys think Los Tigres del Norte are bigger? Is bigger than Peso Pluma?
But right there, and what metric?
I think you can't really measure that because it's a different time. Obviously, if you're comparing them to the time now, obviously Peso Pluma is bigger because of what he did.
No, okay, let's just say that Los Tigres del Norte peak and Peso Pluma's peak.
It's because...
Crazy.
No.
Or like, not even Los Tigres del Norte, let's just talk about like Vicente Fernandez, like all these legends. Like, I know people get mad that they compare them to, like, let's just say, Peso Pluma, Nata, and Fuerza Regida, but...
Okay.
Do you guys really think that, like, Vicente Fernandez still peaked more than, like...
No, if you're looking at charts, there is no question. Vicente Fernandez, Juan Gabriel, Los Tigres del Norte, agreguen el que les guste. They're not in the top 10 in Mexico. They are not. Nowhere close.
And then they might say, oh, back then there wasn't like the technology that there is now.
Every single album of like the 75 albums that Vicente Fernandez did is on Spotify.
That's exactly what I told mom. We were getting down because she said something about it.
Yeah. But so then again, that metric, sorry, I did not mean to cut you off.
Sorry. I think another thing that matters is the time that the music was released and the popularity of Música Mexicana at the time. For example, obviously... Música Mexicana was not as popular as it is now, you know? So obviously there's more people consuming it, not just Mexicans, Americans. I think, you know, people are listening it in Spain, Madrid, you know? I feel like you can't really put like a, you know, metric on that.
The fans' love for artists have always been there. It's just been different, you know? Back then they were so dedicated to a song. I think it was my uncle, Miguel, was telling me. He's like, oh, if you really wanted to listen to a song, oh, we're laughing because he told him to shut the fuck up at a party. Yeah, so I'm not laughing because
at a party that we had here in the house.
Yeah, I'm not laughing because of what my uncle said. I'm laughing because Lamandoa.
Allah, you already know where.
But good thing that none of them remembered. Anyway, my uncle told me that if you really wanted to listen to a song and have it, you know, si no tienes dinero para comprar el disco, which was kind of expensive, you would call the radio, you would have to get lucky, and they would answer, hey, ¿cuál canción tienes? Y que te digan, quiero esta de Vicente Fernández, va, ahí te va. And then that you would record it if they had a little recorder. So they would record it, and then he was like, and you have to pray that they wouldn't be sending saludos in the middle of a song, because then you're going to be hearing saludos pa María every time you wanted to hear the song. Yeah, so that's what they do, and it shows the love. But there's no metric to let me know how many times our uncles listened to that recording, you know? But now with streams, of course, everything's public.
But también, the music from then to the music now has changed. Like, it has evolved. It's a different style. So obviously, the new generation now doesn't like how it was before, you know? Yeah. Like, you don't see no youngsters going to watch Los Wookiees or...
I guess going against it, but I think the younger generation, as we were talking in the other podcast, like they're more accepting, you know? Mm-hmm. It's not like these old heads that's like, oh, no, that's what we like that. Like, it's just like grumpy. I think the younger generation accepts.
Just more open minded.
All that music.
The change.
Yeah. Accepts the change. And also, I feel like in their own way, like we really respect these other artists. Like, I would, when I have the chance and when I have the money and the time, I would pay to go see Los Tigres del Norte, because as you said, like they don't win in streams, but I think as of now, as of today, in my mind, they win by a lot.
In respect
and then influence.
Influence is very important.
They have a lot of songs that can be played over and over at parties and that are...
The repay value.
Yeah, definitely. And of course, Peso Pluma is doing his own thing, but like le faltan... 10 años, 15 años of being relevant, of dropping hits to get to that level of respect that is very hard to measure in any other way than just
that. Crazy. That's a good answer.
Mm-hmm. So. But we're respecting that. So then, you know, all these old heads could also say, you know, this is a not just saying Peso, but like, you know, Fuerza as well and all these other artists, they're legends and they're like beginnings. You guys really think like, let's say Eslabón, they're not going to keep dropping hits. Like, they're going to keep doing it for years. They all got years and years, you know? I think Junior H is going to be like Los Wookiees or as big as... There's going to be like Vicente Fernandez.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be incredible. These are going to like last a lifetime. All these artists, like Nata, come on. But start like a new thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Back to the Yarita thing?
Yeah, I think a lot of these fucking...
Excited.
We get carried away, guys, but... Yeah, I mean, the fucking president backed up.
I was like in the middle of talking.
Oh, my bad. My bad. We're getting better.
I was just going to say, like, some of, like, these fucking dinosaurs are just mad about the change.
Yeah. That's crazy.
Just be glad you got to hear Peso Pluma, you know? Yeah.
All right. Cut.
Wait, you told me to call them dinosaurs, fossils, or whatever. I don't fucking know.
Yeah. Just learn from the young heads and be more accepting of everything.
That's true. We do accept everything. Yeah. Tigres, the Vicente Fernandez, to the Nata. Like, no one says shit.
The Nothing, Otrano, ni Reina. Whatever the song's called. That's badass.
Por tu maldito amor.
Cruzaré los montes.
See, like Joan Sebastian, like, I idolize that music. You know? I don't know all the names, of course, but I think... Algunos ya no hacen música así.
Even fucking, even like Lalo Mora, you know, that motherfucker be grabbing tits and shit, but like,
he did his
thing. We still streaming them hoes open now.
Yeah.
Que goes like, Lalo Mora, ven para acá.
Yeah, so hey. Of course we got introduced, well, at least me, you know, I got introduced with like this new generation, you know, I'm not going to tell you I was listening to Vicente Fernandez 10 years ago. Of course not.
That motherfucker joined in like a generation.
No, like I wasn't even outside when Codiciado was on.
He doesn't even know like Crecer Hermana and like Alta Cocina.
Or Virlan Garcia.
But then I started here and then, you know, I'm making my way to like these past years, you know, now, you know, I'm a fan of Codiciado, Crecer Hermana.
I stay in your lane, boy.
But you know, like Joan Sebastian, like I think that's really good. So I think that's something the older people could learn from the younger one. Be more accepting, like denle visto bueno, no nomás anden ahí.
Remember, the change is good too. That's why it's like
change now is good, global. Guys. We gotta.
Porque imagínense que nomás that they actually the people are like, I don't listen to music after like 1980. Like, imagine if they actually stopped making music after like 1980. Like, no, it would música mexicana ya no existiera. Change is needed.
Change is needed.
Essential, guys. That's why we keep growing as a genre, because of that change.
But anyway, Yaritza.
Pero les tengo una pregunta. ¿Ustedes creen que Yaritza?
Oh! You were doing so good. I was like, damn, I didn't know he did this in Spanish.
I was like, oh, he even went back on topic and everything?
¿Ustedes creen que sí se va a presentar en El Zócalo, en Ciudad de México?
Oh, my God.
Sí. Okay. Anyway, guys, thank you for the next episode.
Se pasa el lanza.
Well, I mean, if the Mexican president inviting you, I'm pretty sure like you can't really say no. I mean, you could say no, but like who would say no?
They're gonna
a very special set of circumstances to maybe say no.
Si tú estuvieras en la posición de Yaritza, ¿te presentarías?
¿Presentarías? Sí.
Yeah. When like potentially, you know, people could, you know,
con buena not seguridad. Be, pero,
like, it's a lifetime opportunity, you know?
Con buena
like,
even seguridad.
If Kim Jong-un invites us to do a podcast in North Korea, what do you say, no?
I'll be like, no.
That's extreme, no. I would not go, bro.
You wouldn't go?
I would go.
Kim Jong-un?
I'll dab him up and be like, hey.
My boy.
Nah, that was
no, there you go. Cancel. Oh, my goodness. No.
Oh, yeah. I forgot what that motherfucker did. I totally forgot what that motherfucker did. Yeah.
That was crazy, bro. I wouldn't go.
Yeah, I totally forgot. No, but I'd still go. Like
something more chill. Like,
something more chill like Putin.
Nigga, oh, okay. My God. Hey, we're not drunk.
Think of like, I want to meet Eisenhower.
Let's just go with Cuauhtémoc Blanco.
Let me meet, what's up?
And then I would actually say that it could be considered maybe a no because at the... Oh, I'm not saying, you know, I'm just playing the other side. I'm not telling you not to go. There's going to be, again, people that did not go to see them are going to listen to them and hear them. A lot of people, you know, all the people are fans of Frontera. A lot of them are going to be fans, but a lot are not going to be fans. Mm-hmm. And like, let's say 40% of them are not fans. That's going to be like 100,000 people.
Yeah. You think they'll get booed off stage?
Nah.
No.
Yaritza.
How's the stage at the Zócalo? So,
¿Cuánto se paga para atender el festival?
¿Cuánto se paga para what? ¿Atender?
Presidente, ¿cuánto les paga?
Can you call? I'm not real quick. It's free, bro.
No, okay. No, that's why I'm asking Angel, because obviously the viewers might not know.
The Zócalo is free. It's a free thing.
President, come get him.
Yeah, we did our research, guys, and our homework. And last year for Los Tigres del Norte, and I told my dad, I was like, oh, like, van gratis? No? My dad, no. So I really thought, like, it was such a good opportunity for them that they go for free, but they definitely did not go for free. They got paid millions of pesos.
Tax money.
So I want you guys to take a guess how many millions of pesos Los Tigres del Norte got paid to perform last 15
September. And I could take a
and
guess.
It's more than 10.
Okay, so the government pays, but the people don't, right?
No. It is funded by the government. Oh. But of course, the government's funded by us.
Yeah.
It's more than 10, less than 50.
35.
30. Oh, yeah, 35. 40? Like each? Or like the whole group?
Tampoco.
No, he...
35.
Collective, of course.
Oh, it's a collective. 35, label takes 90. Then you could do a split for the staff. So then they owe like 50 pesos each. 50
pesos. No, they actually got paid 23 millones de pesos to perform in El Zócalo el año pasado.
¿Millones or mil?
Millones.
That's a lot. That's a shitload.
23.
How much is that?
So that is
USD.
30... That's give or take $500,000.
A million?
That's crazy. 1.4
million.
Huh? That is... Awesome. Wait, how much is divided by?
How many million?
16.
By 16? Damn! Almost a million.
1.4 million.
A million and a half dollars? No,
guys, Los Tigres del Norte took
1.4
million.
Pesos.
Dollars.
Damn, Payo gonna get the bag, huh? And they're not gonna pay less. They're gonna pay more.
I think so, yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah, you better slide like 5
I know.
Million
Payo, take us out to dinner at least.
No, I was gonna say to Yaritza for performing. If she, for you, for what?
Dinner.
We're
promoting.
He's like, dinner.
Maybe if they wanna slide us 1 million. He's yeah. Like, and then, fueron, just a random fact, fueron 140,000. Ish personas, because at that rate there's no tickets, right? So what they do is like they take aerial pictures and they do their calculations like that.
That's crazy.
Pero fueron alrededor de 140,000 personas, and if you divide it by 23 million, pagaron alrededor de 146 pesos por cada persona que asistió.
How many people went to Junior Show? The one that he broke the record?
Sheesh.
250,000?
Yeah, 250,000 personas. And I don't know exactly how that works. I've never been to a fair in Mexico. But maybe it's a little bit easier because it's a fair. Like, people are already there. Or I don't know.
Yeah.
If you pay
100%
your entrance to the fair, and then you pay like an extra fee to get into the concert.
It's different because the time I went to Sonora, he was playing at a fair. But they had to pay a different price to get into the Palenque where he was performing.
So maybe it's like, I think we've been, it's the same thing here, not the OC Fair. You pay like your $20 entrance and then like...
you pay more to get in the venue?
Like you pay like an extra $20 to get into like the venue, right? So...
Never been to OC Fair.
Yeah, me, yeah. I don't think that's...
That's crazy. I lived in OC my whole life and I have...
Yeah, well, obviously there. I haven't done that either, but I remember. I think una vez estuvo Gerardo Ortiz and you pay your entrance... Fair?
That's crazy.
Or maybe I think it was during the OC Fair. But like, it's not like he's just like performing and like people are walking by. Like, it's not like that. There's like it has its own stage.
Mm.
Like, it's like an amphitheater, like the one where we saw Junior in San Diego. It's like that. But you have to pay your extra fee. So 250,000 people actually paid a ticket to go inside. No, Junior H is going to be bigger than Vicente Fernandez.
That's crazy. 4K.
I'll say it again. Boy, 250,000 people. Who else? Luis Miguel cannot get 250,000 people together.
He broke a record.
Well, in San Luis Potosí.
But if you think about it, like, not everybody is watching the concert. They're attending the fair, but not attending the concert.
What's we talked about for the last 5 minutes? Yeah, and we agreed.
The people had to pee.
Extra to get in.
That's crazy.
Pantera or Caleb or somebody and ask them how that went, how that works. Did you actually pay a ticket? Or was it that you just pay your entrance to the fair and then they could just line up?
We should have them on. I think they live nearby.
Yeah. They're actually here this week.
¿Y tú cómo sabes?
Metiche.
Todo menos misa.
Todo menos podcast.
We plugged up. We're like this, me and Junior.
You plugged up right now? Crazy.
Yeah, they're here. He actually just left. He's actually back on Friday shooting a music video.
He just got here and he's here. No. He actually just left.
No, he left last week when they finished up the music video we were going to be in. He left and then he's coming back Thursday and then he has a music video Friday.
We should have Caleb and...
They have another music video? Mm-hmm. Can I be in it?
You want to be the female? They're looking for a female.
Oh, yeah.
I'll put on a wig.
Lalo the Giant did.
Oh, I'll actually put... Yeah? They don't have like a little background like...
Like, but if we could text Lalo, like, hey, can we just put
No, I want to be in the music video.
Yeah, we could go. We could be extra.
Can you ask him?
Yeah.
Bet, thanks. I'll put on a wig if anything.
Bet.
I'm down.
I'm going to tell Lalo. He said he could wear a skirt too.
Would you wear a skirt to be in a Junior H music video? Since you're like a mega cocksucker, slurp, slurp, 3000.
But well, I just have to like look cute in the background or what? Yeah. The background of the party?
And then you shake ass.
No.
Nah, you thought about it too.
He thought about it.
He's down. I caught myself thinking about it. That's what you said. No. Oh my God. I'm so down bad right now. But yeah, guys, that is what happened with Yaritza. She was not scared of the comments. She was not scared of the online hate. She said, you know what? I think we have fans in Mexico. I did 5 dates. And actually today, I realized that all 5 dates are sold out.
Crazy.
Para que vayan y digan.
That's crazy.
Sold out.
Imagine someone was like, fuck, I'm gonna just buy all the tickets and no show.
Bruh.
Cause someone did that to a chameleon.
Oh, someone brought like the whole front row or like a whole section.
Yeah. Like he just pissed them off. The whole front.
To who?
I don't know what his name was, but
yeah.
I heard about something like that.
Yeah. Who was it? I forgot who was beefing it. But yeah, they did that. They bought like a whole section. But I don't think so.
Like, you know how at the Microsoft, they have like the whole front and then they have the regular people?
Yeah.
Well, he bought all of that out.
That's and funny, man.
We got to hang out with them at the show, after the show. They seemed, they seemed happy.
Jairo broke your ankle.
He did, honestly, yeah. Bad. Guys, me and Jairo were playing 1v1 on basketball. And he broke my ankles and they're still over there at the venue.
You have a high center of gravity because of your long neck.
Yeah, but I was pretty buzzed, to be honest, because I had 2 modelos, tall can modelos, and I am skinny. So
you recorded a little vlog, huh?
Yeah, I think Diego, my...
Oh, shit, I did record a vlog.
Yeah, there's a little clip of me and Jairo playing basketball.
No, we're not it's putting not gonna it
go. I mean, unless you do it. I'll but la producción, no.
Yeah, because I had to cut some stuff out earlier.
Oh, when you said the name, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The name of who?
Yeah.
That was
guys,
bad.
Really?
Yeah. This is probably the end of the video club, right?
Yeah. Video club. Yeah.
Guys, we will make the video where we explain everything that's been happening.
What? Damn. That's your boss? That is anything? Why are you visibly shaking?
Have you heard what I said? Or you heard what I said?
I didn't hear what you said. Look, she is not here at the end of the video club. She is not. What would you tell her?
Who?
Oh, okay, I know where we're at.
Yo, what the hell?
Oh my god,
you're so slow. We're saying your joke, like,
yeah, the joke that you said on the other episode.
Okay, that's what would you tell her?
Damn, you were in love.
What would you say?
You were sprung.
I was like, well, look at me now, you know, I grew up.
No.
I grew down.
You grew like.
¿Qué le dirías? Así. Ve la cámara.
Es más, hija.
Imagínatela ahí. She's looking at you.
What's this?
You have her attention.
It's the end of the video because it's like Gio, Yvette, Susie. Yeah.
What would you say to her?
You could trust them, you know?
What would you say? Heartfelt.
I hope you're happy.
All I heard was,
oh, I hope you're happy.
That's it.
You got more to say. Don't play yourself.
You want to read? You want me to read the last text I sent her?
What would you tell? What was the girl from?
Who? Oh, me?
Yeah, well, what's the girl's name?
Por eso no habla uno. Porque le regresa. And now I'm the one in the hot seat. I would say.
I read those messages.
Say, that's a, I would say.
Wait, was that your first true love?
That was actually the first girl I had feelings for when I was skinny.
Like, so like.
No, that was actually like when I was like, you know, skinnier. Well, fuck.
You were skinnier. Now,
but
okay, but what was
when I was
do?
Slim, that was like the first girl I actually like shot my shot at.
Because you were slim?
Because I was confident. And now I'm just like, eh.
When you shot your shot like successfully?
Yeah.
And where did you meet this person?
I was managing I wanted to manage a grupo and they invited me to one of the tocadas and then I met her there.
What was she doing there?
What grupo?
They're from the AI with fuck, ¿cómo se llama? I literally just unfollowed them like 2 weeks ago.
Okay, keep going.
Yeah.
You saw her there? Well, okay, you see her there. I wanna ask you, was it
Love at first sight?
Okay, love was love at first sight. What went through your mind when you saw her?
Crazy. We having that talk? Crazy.
What went through his mind?
I'm so hard.
Nah.
Cállese.
No, I was like.
No, you had some nice feelings.
I was shy and I was like, I told him like, oh, who's this? And then he's like.
No, you said it. Oh, who's this?
No, I was talking to the guy. I was talking to a guy because he said like they would always.
You were talking to a guy?
From the grupo.
Oh.
And then he was like,
I thought that there was like a huge change. Like now I'm talking to a guy.
Dude, come on.
Okay.
And then he was like, oh, well, we play for her every weekend. Like, you want me to introduce her? I mean, you want me to introduce each other to... You want me to introduce you to her? And I was like, yeah, please. And then, yeah, he went, called her over. And then I was like, oh, hi, nice to meet you. Whoop-de-whoop.
No, and but then, actually, what was the whoop-de-whoop? Like, they bring you together? You say hi? She says hi?
Oh, and then I just,
how did
I
that
like,
go? Because I feel like I got like, balls for that.
I was like, I saw you and I just wanted to say, like, I just wanted to get to know you. And I just, yeah, we introduced
you. You were that guy, huh?
Back then, yeah. I was flaquillo and bonito and now I'm just fat and ugly and not confident.
Would you
but we back!
Would you
like
want
7 months.
Would you want another
shower
chance?
Her? I'll take her back.
I'll take her back. Like, what you
like if you guys were ever to reconnect, would you try to fix things and try to be in a stable relationship with this female? Or you just like you're on the grind, you're in your bag, like it's all about you right now.
Nah, actually lately I actually haven't been wanting to get in a relationship.
What changed?
I want to focus on myself.
Do you think there's certain...
This should be an exclusive, yeah.
Things in your life where you want to work on before you get on a relationship.
Sorry, I am very sorry and I apologize.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
For real.
I actually feel bad because I feel like we cut you off a lot.
No, go on. I wanna listen to what you said.
Yeah, that's so sorry. Please stay in our show.
You said you don't want to get in a relationship because there are certain things that you're working on. Can you talk about those things that you're working on in order for yourself to allow yourself to be in another relationship?
I actually have a couple businesses that I'm going to start. So I kind of want to put like my full attention into that. And, you know, our relationships is a lot of attention, you know. And I feel like what I'm in
requires a lot of time.
Yeah, definitely. And I don't want, you know, I want to give her my full attention. I don't want no jealousy going around. Probably become friends first and then let her adapt to my lifestyle. And then from there, you know, she likes it, and she was down for it.
Yeah, see, Keiko, I could ask you for advice. You know, I'm in this pickle, huh?
Yeah, now you're a piece of shit.
Now you degrade women.
I'm just a piece of shit.
I'm a certified lover boy with, I really love someone. No.
It's crazy.
Oh, my God.
No, but yeah, I don't think that, and then I'm not confident with myself right now.
And you think once you hit those important milestones that you want to reach in your life, you'll reach out and try to make amends with her?
Oh, not with her.
What do you mean you're not confident with yourself? Like your status? Like you think of like, oh, I have these businesses and, you know, I have like some clout in this podcast. That will make you confident? Or what do you mean like you're confident?
No, clout really never made me confident. Like right now, I feel like my looks and where I'm at is not where I want to be.
Monetary wise,
and I just feel like I could be better. You know, I looked good for like 3 years until me descuide.
Only 3 years though.
Yeah, until me descuide, and you know, I got.
I feel like it was one.
You went
big again.
You went berserk. Well, thank you for your time, Keiko. You know, hopefully one day we do a full podcast on you, your character, the person that you are. Thank you for coming here. We appreciate your time.
What a dick.
Why are you staring at me like that too?
I was just acting like if you were a guest, you know.
Yeah, but I think right there it's something that we probably don't get to talk a lot. Well, that something that we've never really talked about, huh? And I feel it's something that a lot of people can't relate to, of how demanding this job is and how
it is demanding.
Guys, I haven't ate since like
I think because
of the podcast.
Yeah, not because of the podcast, but like it takes all your time away.
Yeah.
You cannot really have friends. You could, you know, props to y'all, you know, having relationships and that. Yeah, I think y'all do a really good job at balancing. For me,
we've been here
all day.
I haven't actually worked my real job in a long time.
Yeah.
And I'm here like 24 hours.
Yeah, guys, we're giving it.
But you got here like a 4.
Okay,
actually,
but
yeah. What are you talking about?
I was going to be like
12. But I was running errands that I had to run, you know? Like,
Guys, you guys want to know our schedule in our life? Monday through Friday. Sometimes weekends. Not really. We meet up at 12 to whenever the job gets done. Whether it's 12, 1, 2, 3, whatever in the morning. So all of our other life stuff, we need to do before 12. So
we actually work like 12 hours.
So we're here ready to go at 12 in the morning. But it becomes a little bit hard because we sleep so late that, you know, if you really want to get things done, you have to wake up at 8. You have to wake up at 9, the latest. Then you have 3 hours to do whatever you want.
That's the thing, too. We have until morning till 12 to either go to the gym, do whatever the fuck we need to do, be here at 12.
And it wouldn't be so bad if we didn't sleep so late.
Yeah. Unless you're Jason and just fucking show up at 1.
And a lot of stuff, they don't open, you know, at 8, they open like at 10. So, you know, you gotta balance out a lot of shit.
My camera stopped recording. Yeah, we need to wrap it up.
Yeah,
thank you, guys.
All right, guys. Te cuidan. Bye.
Guys, we will record an exclusive podcast. Con el favor de Dios. Vámonos.